Hello, I'm Sarah James, a lifestyle blogger and self-help aficionado.
And I'm Kristen Howerton, a writer and psychotherapist.
And you are listening to Selfie, a weekly podcast in the Life Listen Network about two women embarking on a self-care bender.
We're both of the opinion that self-care is important, and yet it's elusive. And while we may have all the information we need, we don't always get there.
We want to explore different aspects of self-care, from the silly to the serious, looking at body, mind, and spirit, and also just some random topics thrown in there for good measure.
We also want to look at the defenses and distractions that keep us from caring for ourselves like we should.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode. We are going to be talking about our favorite bras. It seems that we talked a lot about underwear last week.
We spent an entire episode on underwear and had to push the bra conversation to this week.
So our undergarments just take a little bit more time than we thought. So we'll be covering
many feelings.
Yeah. So we'll be covering all of our favorite bras today. But first off, let's do a little check-in. Kristen, how are you doing with your self-care?
Oh, it's pretty much in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Just in the bottom of the toilet. Summer, dude. Summer. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Summer for working moms. I mean, we should just do an entire episode on that.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But I'd cry the whole time.
Yeah. You know, because the thing of it is, I am able to work by the grace of public school as childcare, yes. Right? And then come summer, I don't have childcare and my kids are up in my business.
Totally.
And this summer, I just went back and forth. Last year, I had my kids in a ton of camps. This year, I kind of pulled back because driving them was so stressful.
Right.
And so they're home and they entertain themselves, I have to say. It's different than when they were little and in my space. They entertain themselves, but they make a mess. They're distracting. There's always extra kids over. And like, my job is writing. You know, it's like it requires right. contemplation and thoughtfulness. And, you know, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And I'm also struggling because I'm an introvert. And I need that time during the day when they're at school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I've not had a break in a long time.
Oh, my gosh. It reminds me of a road trip we recently went on, and I was just staring out the window, and my kids were both yelling in the back seat at each other. And we passed a farm or a ranch, and there were all these cattle, but there was just this one lone cow by itself in the middle of the field. And I just remember thinking, like, I want to be that cow. Like, I just want to be like the introverted cow by himself, because my kids were so freaking loud. And that's the thing. Like, luckily I was on the ball with the kid. I was looking at summer camps in February because I gotta do it. So this week, for instance, they're in different camps, but they're both in camps. And it's nice. You're right. When you're writing, you can't write anything when there's background noise. I mean, I can't.
No.
I can barely write either. With music. Music even almost like gets me off on a tangent. It has to be quiet.
I can't either.
Oh my gosh. But okay.
Yeah, I need basically complete silence and no one looking at me. And that's not happening for me this summer.
No. Maybe like in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then I always think you know what? This summer, I'm just going to give up, realize I'm not going to get any work done. And we're just going to go to the beach and we're just going to do summer things. And then it's like, I can't, because I feel like I have to do stuff.
Well, and you have to make money.
I have to make money.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was not planning to talk about this, but I'm going to say something that is vulnerable and hard. It's difficult being a working mom over the summer and watching your friends' kids whose moms don't work, just like doing whatever they feel like every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my kids are like, well, you know, so-and-so's at the beach like every day. And it's like, well, you're not having that summer because your mom has to work.
Yeah. And that's
hard.
And I bet that's when... Yeah, it's when the mom guilt creeps in.
Hard, yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally. Because a lot of my friends' kids are stay-at-home moms. And I'm not, I hope I don't sound critical of that at all. It's just, it's one of those tensions of just being a working mom and then just feeling like, I wish I could give them that laid back, let's wake up and go do what we feel like summer, but I can't.
Yeah. No, I hear
you. It's like,
you.
Go play outside while I continue sitting in this hot living room trying to pound out 800 words.
Ugh, Kristen. I know. But you know, I don't really feel like they probably see it like that all the time. You know, I'm sure there are times when they would rather go to the beach, but a lot of times your kids are like, you are a great mom and you've got four incredible children who just do so well socially and they're critical thinkers and they keep themselves busy and, you know, you're doing a great job. And I doubt any of your children at night are laying there and thinking, my life sucks, you know?
No,
seriously,
not.
Though. But yeah, I get it. I get it. But you have to like give yourself a little bit of grace because I think a lot of that is you're internalizing and making it harder on yourself when your kids probably are kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, they have a pool. They have, I see your house all the time. I see you on social media. I talk to you about this. Like there are kids always in your house, neighborhood kids running around. Like it's the fun house. It's the house where everybody like joins up and does stuff. So I think you're doing an incredible job with what you have going on. So you just pat you, yourself on the back. Gosh, right. Dang it. And summer will be over soon.
I know. And then back to normal. And then summer will be over and then I'll feel guilty about all the things I didn't do with my kids this summer.
Well, of course. Well, we all will do that, won't we? We all will do that. Oh my gosh.
How are you doing? Didn't you just do, I feel like you mentioned in the Facebook group that you just did some food sensitivity testing. How is that going?
Oh, well, I got the results back and I guess I'm sensitive to lots of things. I won't read off the list because it had like 12 items on it, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not allergic. I'm sensitive to dairy, wheat, beef, egg whites. That's the one that killed me. That's the one that got me. But the cool thing is when I sat down with the physician, she was like, here's the deal. You're sensitive to all these things right now because something's throwing your gut off. And lots of times if you take out the one thing that's really troubling you, the other things won't cause inflammation anymore. So it's kind of like figuring it out. And by looking at the numbers, it seems that dairy is my number one trigger, which I don't eat a lot of dairy, but I eat cheese. That's the dairy that I eat. So I need to cut that out for sure. And then the egg white was the next highest, which I'm not going to lie was kind of a bummer because I eat a lot of eggs in the morning.
Totally.
And that one really surprised me. So essentially she just says I should do a 30 to 60 day period where I cut these things out and then reintroduce them. And I'm like, whatever. Blurg. I don't know. The dairy's fine to cut out. The wheat, I've cut out gluten for years. So have you. Although I will say I totally cheat once in a while. And but the egg whites, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's rough.
It's rough. It's rough, Howerton. It's rough. But I'll be fine. Don't you
that's
worry about me.
That's rough.
Oh, yeah. So
let's you take know, a- though, I mean, I did all the food sensitivity stuff before. And I was supposedly sensitive to eggs also and almonds.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I did about it? Not a thing.
Well, you know, and I've heard that from a lot of people that these tests, the sensitivity tests are notoriously inaccurate. And lots of times it's what you're eating that shows up. Now for me personally, I can say it's kind of interesting because the things I eat the most weren't on there. Like I thought for sure maybe nuts would be a thing. I eat so many nuts and nuts were not a problem, things like that. So, you know, I'm just taking it with a grain of salt. I'm not getting too worked up about it. I don't feel horrible. Really, I was going in because of the headaches and the rashes. And you know what? If I cut cheese and my head doesn't hurt as bad, then great. No more cheese. And that's what she said. You'll cut things out. And then when you reintroduce them, it will seem so much more dramatic because you've been feeling so much better not eating them that you'll really be like, okay, it's totally worth not eating this thing ever again. But kind of when you're in the thick of it, you're eating all the time, you're kind of always feeling a little bit crappy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good information. I'm just not going to go run with it 100% like, oh my gosh, I can never have an egg white again for the rest of my life kind of thing.
Right.
That's just stressful, right?
That's too far.
Too far. Too far. All right, so let's take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. As we've been talking about, it's summer, and we are always looking for ways to keep the kids off the screens, out of our hair, not running down the street like a crazy person. And the Young Woodworkers kits make it easy for your kids age 7 to 12 to become makers and builders with their woodworking subscription kits.
It's a really fun kit. Every month your child gets a high quality all-in-one project kit. It has all the materials they need to make a super cute woodworking project completely on their own. Keywords, on their own.
Yes.
There's little to no supervision required. They come with everything they need, instructions that are geared towards actual children so you don't have to read it to them. They'll also receive a child-sized hammer with their first shipment, and all of the holes are pre-drilled.
Yes, and I have to say, I do love that you don't need to be standing over your kids' shoulders monitoring their progress. I mean, nobody has time for that, people. Nobody.
Nope.
So these kits allow them to work independently. My daughter, who's age 7, was totally fine completing her project by herself, and she loved the feeling of actually building something, not just drawing or creating art.
Absolutely. So we've partnered with Young Woodworkers for a really great saving on your first shipment. You'll pay $9.99 plus postage and processing for that first kit, which is a 50% discount. So head to youngwoodworkers.com/selfie to subscribe and get that special deal. You don't need a promo code, just youngwoodworkers.com/selfie for 50% off your first shipment from them.
Awesome. Okay, time for two thumbs up. What do you got this week, Kristen? Well, give me some good ones.
Okay, my first thumbs up is not quite all the way up. It's a sideways thumb.
Oh.
It's a sideways thumb. I'm not sure how I feel about these yet. So I lost my beloved Birkenstock thongs.
Yes.
Which I know you also wear.
I do.
I have mixed feelings about the Birkenstock in general because I do think they're a little bit granola looking.
Yeah.
But they're hideously comfortable.
But they're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable. And so I wear them all the time. I actually went on a trip and I think I left them in the hotel room. So anyway, I go online to buy my new Birkenstocks and notice that they now have Birkenstocks made of EVA.
I have those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so I ordered them and they're kind of hideous, but so comfortable.
So, okay, but did you order them with the thong looking thing?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I have them with the two straps, like the old school Arizona, but like the very first ones.
I don't know if I can do that. That's way too far.
Dustin has them too.
I mean, they're basically Birkenstocks made of Crocs material.
Yeah, but it's great for by the pool or just they're so lightweight. Oh, yeah. Girl. Oh, yeah. Why don't you think you like them?
I don't know. Because they look like Croc material. They're so weird.
What color did you get?
Copper.
See, well, I haven't seen the copper in person. Mine are just black because I just feel like they, you know, you can't really tell.
Maybe I should have just gone black. Maybe the copper is just a little too much.
I think maybe the copper plus the material might be too much.
That's fair. That's fair. I might have flown too close to the sun on the copper. I don't know. I'll post some pictures in our Facebook group so you guys can see and you guys can give me an actual thumbs up or thumbs down. I mean, they're very comfortable.
Okay. I need to see the photo. Yes. Put the photo on the community group and let me check them out.
And if you guys are not part of our Facebook group, you should be. It is simply called Selfie Podcast Community. We have lots of good conversations in there.
So many good convos.
My other thumbs up is one that we have talked about before, which is the Make Good snacks on Amazon.
Yes.
However, this is a new package and it's just little individual snack sized packages of their granola minis.
I love
those.
My
kids are obsessed and so am I.
I am too. I love those.
They're just like little granola balls.
I like balls.
And they are, they comes with 10 chocolate chip and 10 mixed berries. It's $20 or it's $18.94 for the bag on Amazon. So less than a buck per bag. And you know, they're organic and they're made with vegetables and all the good things.
Yeah. They're all, they are all the good things.
They are. They're peanut free. They're, yeah, non-GMO. I mean, it's a really good brand. But so it's a very reasonable, healthy snack that my kids actually really like.
Yeah, those are awesome. I thank you for telling me about that deal, though, because I didn't know about the granola minis. Didn't know about that value pack. So I'll be buying that today, I'm sure. All right, so my two thumbs up. My first one is for my headaches. I have been using this tension remedy. It's essential oils. I don't even want to say those two words because people are probably like,
here we go.
I am not a doTERRA representative. and in fact, a lot of the essential oil stuff, I just makes me want to vomit. I'm going to be honest. It's too much. It's too much, people. Well, you have cancer. Oh my God. Rub some peppermint oil. You're going to be fine. Anyway, I digress. So there is this company, this girl's name, this gal, this lady, her name is Hope Gillerman, and she has this little line called H. Gillerman Organics, and she makes, I think, 6 different remedies, and she has one called the Tension Remedy, which is just essentially, I think, peppermint and a little bit of lavender, French lavender. And it is super helpful on my temples or the base of my neck. It's just refreshing. Peppermint oil by itself, for some reason, on me is too much. Like, even if I put it 3 inches from my eye area, it's like it seeps into my eyeballs, and I don't know. I don't like it. This is just it. It's like the lavender cuts it a little bit, I guess. And it has been so helpful. I have it in my car. I take it on trips with me. By the way, she also has a jaw tension, a jaw clenching remedy. That was a discussion we recently had on the Facebook group about the gua sha tool, how I use it to release tension. Well, let me tell you, the best little double header is put that jaw clenching oil on your jaw and then use the gua sha tool and heaven. I'm saying heaven. So I love all of her remedies. She has a travel one that's like really bright and citrusy and uplifting that helps with like time changes and just traveling. I think she's a sleep one, a stress one. I don't know, but I love all of them, but I've been using the tension one a lot lately because the hot summer makes my head pound and puts me in a bad mood.
Totally.
So I love that.
Okay, and then I'm going to try that.
The next item is a straw hat that I bought from Madewell for $48 that I think I've worn every single day this summer, whether it be out at the pool or out working on the yard or doing whatever. It's just the perfect size. It's straw. It has a little pink tassel cord that comes through where you can actually pull it up to your chin. And funny thing, when I bought it, I thought, why does anyone actually put a stupid rope string, whatever thing on a hat? Does anyone actually ever use that? And I was going to cut it off. But luckily I did it. And I wore this hat to every single one of my daughter's soccer games, which I don't know if you know, I've probably bitched about 18,000 times, but it's really windy here in Oklahoma. And that little tether pulled up to my chin, it kept that hat on through like 50 mile per hour winds every single weekend during soccer. It's my favorite hat. Wear it by the pool. You guys, it's so cute. $48 from Madewell. I'll link to it on selfiepodcast.com.
Oh, awesome. I need a good hat.
It's super cute. They call it a fedora, but I don't think it's a fedora. The brim is too wide for a fedora, but they call it a fedora. But it totally shades your face and the top part of your chest.
Nice.
It's the bomb. Yeah. Okay, so let's take another quick break to talk about a sponsor, IntelliWhite. IntelliWhite is a smart whitening system for your teeth that takes only 40 minutes one time. to lighten your teeth by 6 shades guaranteed. 6 shades. That's like Ross Geller level, I think.
Hopefully it won't be that bright.
No, it's not that bad.
So their Cool Blue whitening kit works with gel and a blue light, creating a chemical reaction called photocatalytic conversion. Very sciencey. Most standard whitening gels just use a gel, but this combo really does create an actual chemical conversion for your teeth. So if you're really wanting to whiten your teeth dramatically, it's a great company to try. It's also great because they have a 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee because they are so sure of their product.
I was going to say, you can't beat that. 30-day, 100% nope. money-back guarantee. So you can check out IntelliWhite's Cool Blue Whitening Kit at shopintelliwhite.com. That's shop, IntelliWhite, and use the discount code SELFIE for 10% off. Okay, let's talk about the bras.
Bras.
Hopefully we'll be finished with the undergarment conversation at the end of this episode, but I don't know, guys. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know, Sarah. We didn't even talk on Spanx. That might need to have its
own. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be the summer of undergarments.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. What's your go-to bra? What's your daily bra?
Okay. My daily bra is by Notori.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just – this is for all the girls out there that have small rib cages. Okay, I have
a – You're not talking to me right now.
This will be good, though.
You do that, and then yeah. I'm going to talk about arm fat. But go ahead. About your small rib cage.
Oh, no. I have armpit fat. That has nothing to do with my rib cage. In fact, that is quite a problem for me because my rib cage is so small that most of the bras do cause armpit fat. That's a whole other subject right now. But okay, so I'm just – my technical bra size is a 30 double D, which double D sounds like they're huge. They're really not that big. It's just because the size 30 is really, really small. It is really, I'm not lying to you. I have a weirdly small rib cage. So it is really hard for me to find bras that like fit all my gigantic balloon cyst filled boobs.
If you're not sure what Sarah's talking about, you do need to go back a few episodes.
Yes, I've got, unfortunately, I have fibrocystic breasts, and both of my breasts are filled with cysts, which has made them grow in size over the past year. Anyway, it's really hard to find bras that are in a size 30 that have, ample space and aren't all weird. So I have found that Notori in general, like that whole line of bras, it's Josie Notori. She's the designer. Her bras, I think, even fit a little bit small, so I can wear a 32. I can buy a 32D. So for those of you out there with smaller rib cages, I cannot express to you how great the Notori bras are. Now, before I had all this boob cyst problems, I used to wear a wireless bra every day until one day I caught the vision, a reflection of myself in a window, and noticed that my breasts were not, they just were not hanging in the right direction. They were just they looked, and I mean, this bra was a bra from the Gap. It was a wireless bra from the Gap. I probably had worn it for 3 or 4 years. It had completely broken down. It was basically like I was just putting a piece of cloth over my boobs. And I kind of looked over and was like, this is not going to do. So that's when I had a professional fitting and was told about these Notori bras. So there are two Notori bras that I love. There's this one called the Hidden Glamour Full Fit Contour Underwire Bra. And the other one is just called, I think it's the Pure Luxe Custom Coverage Contour Bra. Both of these I will link up to on selfiepodcast.com. And I'm sure we'll talk about it at the Facebook community. But they, I just have to say, they give your breasts such a lovely shape, and they are underwire. I think I mentioned that, but I had to go to the underwire. I'm not doing a wireless every day when I'm out and about anymore. But I've tried on so many different bras, and these ones just make them the shape is so round and lovely, and I get no armpit fat hangover, which is huge for me. And it just
nice.
And at first, it's kind of a wire, and the first couple weeks I didn't know about it, but now they feel like second skin. I have no idea I'm even wearing them. I love them. So those are the two bras that I just go back and forth. I have them both in nude and I just, you know, interchange them. What about you?
Well, my daily bra that I own in like multiple colors is specifically made to conceal, you know, that armpit or side spillage.
Yes.
Because it's hard to know sometimes where the boob ends and the armpit, you know, it's all just sort of over there.
Right.
So Warner's has a bra called No Side Effects, which I think is a very, very punny way of saying that it's just, it's going to capture all that and push it to the middle.
Yes. 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 Push it to the middle, please. To the middle.
But I love it because it's just actually a really comfortable bra. I'm persnickety. It's funny because you're really funny about visible panty lines. I'm funny about over the bra spillage in a t-shirt.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, so I really like this one because it's very smooth in a t-shirt. It gives you a nice, you know, smooth cup in a t-shirt. And it really does take all that side stuff and like push it in, push it all into the boob. It's all a boob now.
I like it. That's a good stuff.
And then I like that one for everyday wear. But then I often wear tank tops, in which case I need like a racer back.
Yes.
And then for that, I like, there's just this Made in Form. They sell it on Amazon. It's $22. It's just a racer back tee that, clamps in the front, just your very typical racer back, and they have it in multiple colors.
So you usually wear a racer back with tanks?
I mean, I try to. There's days that I just throw on a regular bra, but I do think it looks better to not have your bra strap showing.
Oh yeah. I usually wear a strapless, but maybe I should get a racer back.
Oh gosh. Racer backs. I hate wearing strapless.
Oh, well that's, yeah. Well, we'll have to get into that. Well,
let's talk about that next. I mean, I hate strapless because I feel like they are constantly, either the support is so much that it's like digging in.
Yes.
Or there's not enough support. And then like the bra can like flap underneath my boobs.
Oh, it's so annoying to me. This is actually strapless bras are once again, where I really run into that kind of like side armpit fat thing.
Oh yeah.
Because like you know, when you got a small little band, the way that they're constructed, it's just, I've put some on that make me laugh out loud. Like I can't even believe what's coming over the top of them. It's not my boob. It's just like, they cut so, so badly. But I will say that there's one bra, strapless bra that I like. And I would say, I think if you're above a D, I don't know if you're going to like it. Like, I'm not sure. But it's is it Wacol?
Yeah, that's a good company.
So Wacol has this brand. It's kind of like their off cutesy brand called Be Tempted, which really, do you really need to call it that? I mean, I was like, I almost didn't buy this bra because I did not want to buy the Be Tempted strapless bra. But it's super smooth. You can't see lines. You don't have any spillage over the side. It has a monetarily deep plunge in the middle. So if you have, you know, a shirt that goes down, you're not going to see that part peeking out on the side. And I have it in black and nude. And I really like it. It's comfortable. In fact, so comfortable that I do wear it with my tanks. Although now I think I'm going to buy a racer back. What about you with strapless bras?
We talked about straplesses in the Selfie Facebook group, and a lot of people had things to say about that Wacol strapless. That definitely seemed to be the more popular.
It's good. I like it a lot.
I found one that I can tolerate. I'm not going to say I love it because I hate all strapless, but there's one that I found on Amazon, and this is what I do a lot of times on Amazon is I'll just look for something and go by the reviews.
Yeah.
So this one had good reviews on Amazon. It's the Liliette by Bally Women's Tailored Minimizer Bra. I don't know about the whole minimizer part other than it kind of holds everything in.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing with a strapless. I feel like they can just really make your boobs look weird.
Oh, yeah. Like a uniboob or just, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
But what I also often wear, it depends on the outfit, but if I have a dress or something that's busy enough that like I don't really need support, I will buy these like bandeau top, like kind of like a tube bra from Amazon.
Now you talked about these before, didn't you?
Yeah, I talked about in the Facebook group. That yes. They're basically just a tube around your boobs.
Right.
So there's no support whatsoever. But if I'm like just rolling around the house in like a, you know, a spaghetti top dress, like on a summer day, that's what I'll be wearing.
Oh, yeah.
They're very comfortable.
I think I remember you telling me about this. 'Cause I got excited because they had a pink one. Although like pink is that's not a good color to wear underneath a shirt. It really isn't, but it just seems cute. Seems
well,
cute.
Well, these bras come in like packs of three or five, you know, yeah. I mean, they're just fabric.
Yeah. They're just fabric.
Fabric wrapped around your boob.
Just throw that tight spandex around your boobs and you're good to go. So do you ever wear any bralettes or wireless ones?
Well, I do sometimes. Funny that you should ask. And it really depends because I feel like those bralettes, the sexy bralettes, really give my boobs a bad shape.
Really?
There's no support whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
But on occasion, I'll be wearing a top where I feel like a bralette is cute underneath it.
Yeah.
Or a dress or, you know, something like that. So I do have one that I like from Amazon also. Big surprise. It's Yiana. Lace bralette. It's sexy. You know, it's like deep V. It has the lace that kind of goes under the boobs. But I don't know. I don't like the way that it makes my boobs look under a t-shirt. So I feel like the bralette would be more of like a special, you know, special occasion.
Okay. Okay. 'Cause see, I wear bralettes around my house a lot just because I feel like I'm to the point now that I don't really like to not wear anything under a T around. I mean, you know, it sounds weird, but, you know, my son is going to be a teenager soon. He's a tween.
I know.
You know, it's kind of weird. So yeah. I have found some bralettes that I really love by Lively. I don't know if you know that brand at all. But
you know, I've been wanting to try Lively bras.
You need to try them. They make bralettes. They have like their the quote unquote normal size bralette. And then they have the busty bralette, which goes all the way up to E. And I had this conversation. I don't know if it was on my Facebook page but I think it was at the Selfie Podcast community where I actually, and I encouraged some people that were busty to try the bralettes and they loved them. And they have lace ones. They have just regular cotton with mesh on the side. They're really, really pretty. And they probably have six different styles of those bralettes. They are super, super cute. And
okay, I have to try these.
They also have outside of just the bralette, because you know the bralette's just, you know, it's just fabric. There's nothing there. Yeah. But they also make wireless bras. And they have this really cool one. It's called the All Day No Wire Push-Up. I have this bra myself. Mm. It's not like Victoria's Secret crazy push-up, but it's amazing what this bra does for my cleavage. And there's no wire in it. Like, I can't figure out how it works, but it does. It totally lifts. It's completely smooth. You cannot see under a t-shirt. So between that bra and their bralettes, I'm obsessed with Lively. And I also, by the way, on selfiepodcast.com, I have a discount code that can give you 10% off your first purchase there. And I have probably converted tons of people to Lively and they all love them and they're really economical. They're not too expensive at all. And they kind of have the deal.
Yeah, they're like $35. I'm looking at their site right now. That's really decent.
Yeah, and if you buy two, they give you a discount. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's even deeper discounts the more you buy. So I definitely would try those out. And then finally, I do have to say, you talked briefly about sexy bras. I don't wear this one much, but I have the most beautiful bra by Chantel. And this would be definitely date night, you know, special bra. It's called the Le Marais Lace Demi Bra. I think I bought mine on Amazon and it comes in all different colors. It's just, you know, that demi where it cuts across. It's the entire thing is lace. There's no padding. it does have an underwire. So there is a support. Like your breasts look quite lovely in this bra. And I have to recommend it. If you're looking for like a special date night bra, I love this one.
Well, you know what I think is interesting about sexy bras is I feel like the bras that look really sexy when you're not wearing clothing are not the ones that look good under clothes.
Oh, totally. Yes. Exactly.
Because they're that demi, you know, where you like, it cuts across half your cleavage, which right. looks great when you're naked, you know, when you're just in the bra.
Right.
But then you put a shirt over it and it looks funky.
Horrible. So that's why yeah. you have to wear it on date night when it's dark and wear like a nice black blouse.
Yes.
That's loose.
There you go.
Would you have any other ones?
I don't have any sexy bra recommendations at this point in my life.
Oh, whatever, Kristen. Whatever. I don't believe that.
I really don't. It's sad. I don't. We'll get there, but not at this moment.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Although I will leave one last bra recommendation, which is for tweens.
Ooh.
Because I have two little girls in training bras. But when I had to find their first bras, I found this great 6-pack on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's called Tubi in Style. They're just super cheap. They are literally just fabric. But these are the ones that I bought both girls because they're just really easy to put on. And I bought them, I have to say, I bought my girls' bras a little early because I felt like I wanted them to be able to kind of have some agency in when to wear them before they really needed to wear them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing that's been great is that my older daughter, who absolutely needs a bra now, I just feel like by the time that happened, she was really accustomed to wearing a bra and knowing what she liked and what she didn't.
That's super smart.
Yeah. But this was a great like just first bra. There's a ton of them. They're bright colors. So like my youngest, who doesn't need a bra yet, will wear them under tank tops, and just it kind of gets them used to wearing a bra.
No, that's so smart, because I found that my daughter, definitely, she's interested not so much in a bra, but the sports bra thing. Just, you know, she's kind of, she's sporty and she always wants to wear one under a shirt. I think it's so adorable. I'm like, do you really know what this thing's for? No, but that's a really, to get like a pack of six, I'm looking at them right now. I just pulled them up. Totally not expensive. They can just switch them out whenever they want to and get used to it. Totally.
Totally.
Yeah, I like
that. And actually, I will say that little pack of bras, what will come up as a recommendation is a matching pack of undies.
Uh-huh.
And both my girls really liked that too.
Oh, they do?
Matching their bra and undie. You know, that made them feel very cool.
Oh, well, that warms my heart.
I know.
It does.
Bless their heart.
Oh, bless their hearts.
All right, we made it through the bras. We did it.
We did it. Now, if you guys have any bras that you are just dying over, like, because you just love them so much, come over to our Facebook community group and tell us what we should be buying. Because, I mean, I'm open.
Yes.
And Kristen needs a sexy bra.
I need a few more.
Yeah, Kristen needs a sexy bra. Can someone give Kristen a sexy bra recommendation? Let us know.
Please.
Thanks for joining us. Continue the selfie conversation with us on Instagram at Selfie Podcast and on Facebook at facebook.com/selfiepodcast.
You can also visit our website to check out the resources we've talked about in each episode at selfiepodcast.com. Make sure to subscribe to Selfie on iTunes so that you can catch up with us next week.
A huge thanks to Shepherd Audio for our intro music. Take care.